USA Water Polo Facility, Concert Venue, Botanical Garden approved for Irvine's Great Park. Irvine's Great Park will have an aquatic facility to train the USA Water Polo's Olympic teams, as well as a 14,000-seat amphitheater, and Veterans Memorial Park by 2029. The Great Park Board of Directors, made up of Irvine City Councilors, voted 3-2 March 14 to carry out a plan that includes the construction of such and other amenities, including a food court, botanical gardens, promenade, library, boating lake, and a cultural terrace. But dissenting directors sided with Irvine City Manager Oliver Kai, who warned the now-approved plan is not feasible. City staff initially presented a $720 million first phase plan that would construct much of the Great Park over the next 5 years. But it did not include the construction of an aquatic facility at roughly $90 million. That was to have been part of a second phase to commence after 2029. "We don't have $90 million of extra money lying around in the next 5 years," Kai said. Kai additionally said that based on feedback from residents and city officials, the swimming facility was not a priority for Phase 1. He added that including such into the first phase would likely lead to the elimination of a couple other projects. Several members of the public, as well as representatives from USA Water Polo, spoke in support of adding the facility now. The Olympic teams will have the first pick of up to 30% of available pool time per year for 30 years at the facility. The rest of the time it will be open to the public. USA Water Polo is also contributing $12 million to the construction of private locker, training, and meeting rooms on the premises, according to city officials. The $720 million is coming mainly from the city's budget, as well as state funds from a past redevelopment settlement, and revenue accrued from activities at the Great Park, according to officials. Groundbreaking is expected next month, officials said. Construction will begin in the summer of 2024. While some facilities will be completed between 2025 through 2029. Dissenting were directors Tammy Kim and Kathleen Tresider, echoing financial concerns from the city manager.